word. This is Parshat Matat Masai, the end of Sefer Devarim, and yeah, we're all together on this now with Israel. And this Sunday is the 20th Yahrzeit of my father.
Wow.
Meir ben David Israel, Abba Shalom. So learning should be as good for his neshama. 20 years. Listen. But we're going to talk about the war. So this week's parsha describes the war against Midian. Midian were key in the plague that happened at the end of Parshat Balak. And Hashem said, "Shortz Midianim, you need to go attack the Midianim." And then Vayashuv ben Israel, Nishem Midian v'tapav, Yishbu ben Israel, Nishem Midian v'tapav. Come back from the war, they're victorious, and they take the women and the children of Midian prisoner. Rekobem tam, Rekobem nehem, and all their animals, their cattle, the kolchelam, and all their stuff, bazazu, they plundered. Okay, and I'm not going to the morality of the genocide of wiping them out, of slavery, which is what they've done here. Vishbu, they took them as slaves, and the pillaging, it's important. I'm not going to talk about it. Kind of look at Elazar, who's a Kohen Gadol. This is after Aaron, his father, has passed away. He is now the Kohen Gadol, and he gives them a lecture after that war. Elazar, Kohen, El Shatzavah, Habi'im Milchum. Elazar, the Kohen, tells the soldiers that come back from the war, Zodchu Kata Torah, this is the law, the procedures of the Torah, Asher Tzivah Hashem and Moshe, that Hashem had commanded Moshe. Achad is the Havet HaKas Kasef, but, let's see what that but does there. The gold and the silver and the choshes, the copper, the barzel, the iron, the deal, the tin, the tofer, the lead, to all those things that you have made out of metal, gold, silver, bronze, iron, etc. Everything that has gone through fire, taviru ba'esh, you need to put them back in fire, v'taher, and purify them. Ach me'anida yata, but still you have to put them into a mikvah, into me'anida. You purify the mikvah, kol shel yavo ba'esh, but something that has not gone through fire, taviru ba'mayim. You just put in the mikvah, put them in the water. He's giving them the laws of koshering, right? You've got all this booty from the war. All these Midianites have been cooking on their pots. You can kosher them again, one fire, whatever they were used to cook with. You need to use that process to purify it. And then we have tevila kalim, that they still need to go into a mikvah afterwards. Even if they're kosher, they weren't burned on fire. There's no taste of the unkosher food. You still need the mikvah. And then you need to wash your clothes, and the seventh day, you still need to do your own personal tahara. Hi, Davida. You woke up.
Yeah, well, I was up at like 4 with the baby, so, right. But I had another alarm set.
Okay.
Hey.
Good. Talking about kashering and tovling. You have to tovel your dishes. And this was Elazar tells that to the soldiers coming back from the war in Midian. And then you wash your hands on the seventh day. The 7 days of being purified with paraduma, b'tiyatem, you'll be purified. And then you come back to the camp. The question is, why do we have these halachas here?
Where's the paraduma?
Where it says b'chivastem b'gdechem b'yam hashvi'i, that's the seventh day. We'll see that. That's the whole purify. You have to purify on the third day and the seventh day when you're tamei for more. We'll see that Moshe actually told them that already. This is a side point. He's telling the laws about that the metal stuff, everything that goes in fire, to have your ba'esh, you need to kosher that with fire and then put in the mikvah for tovel. Question is, why bring this halacha here? Why tell us that Elazar told them this now? Because they've had wars before. They've had plunder. They have loot. They've had stuff, right? They had the war with Sichon, where it has the Shalal Ha'arim, Ashelachan, and we had all this, the Shalal, the loot, and still made the little war of Yitzhi Og Melchachem, the war with Og, same thing, the Shalal Ha'arim Bazan Ulanu, we plundered the Shalal here. Presumably, they had the same lecture after each of those wars. Okay, you need to now kosher everything and do the Tevila afterwards, bring the mikvah, right? My assumption is Moshe told them this law. This is 40 years later. They After Moshe gets these halachot in the Olam Moed, Tizen Ben Yisrael, and then after each battle, they get a lecture. Okay, here's what you have to do with this stuff. We only mention the Torah here and this occasion. Really, at the last
Meaning
minute.
Moshe was the one who told them this before, and now it's Elazar's telling
Right.
them.
That becomes Rashi makes that point. And presumably that they have heard this before, but right now we're saying that specifically Elazar HaKohen gave this lecture. Yom Elazar HaKohen. The Rashi says that's what it's here teaching. Teaches it here to teach us something of Moshe. That this lecture was Elazar, not by Moshe, because Moshe had previously talked to them. Okay, when they come back, Moshe gave them a lecture and says, "Vayitzu Moshe." This is before our paragraph. Okay, this was from Pasuk Kaf Aleph. Now I'm going to go back to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Moshe, Elazar, all the leaders of the people go out to greet them. The soldiers coming back, and they go outside the camp. And Moshe gets angry. He's furious with the leaders of the army, the ones who are coming back from the war. And Moshe tells them, you let the women live. Exclamation point. And Bilam. They are the ones that cause the sin in this the matter of Bilam. I'm sure Mal Bashem that they betrayed God, Al Dabar Peor, the whole incident of Peor, and then there was this whole plague in the community of God. Bata Hirguko Zacharbata. Now you need to kill all the male children. Well, Isha Yodat Ish, the Mishkab Zachar, and any woman who had relations with a man, Arog would kill them as well.
So that's the Midianites.
That's the Midianites, right? Right. So this obviously needs some discussion about the morality here. Well, Taf ben Hashim, Asher Yadu Mishkav Zachar, Achilachem, but you can keep all the little girls who have not relations with men. Vatem Chanu Michutz HaMachaneh Shivat Yamim, and now you soldiers need to stay outside the camp for 7 days. Kol Horeg Nefesh, Kol Yehi B'Chalal, anyone who kills or anyone who touches a corpse, Tidchatu B'Yom HaShlishi V'Yom HaShvi'i. That's the Parah Aduma right there. They have the chitui, the purification process on the 3rd day and the 7th day. Atem u'shvichem, you and your prisoners, kol begem kol kli or kol maaseh izim, any clothing, kol kli etz, anything yavur, tidchatal, you need to purify as well the mikvah. And then Eleazar says, okay, and here are the laws of Hanbala. So that's Rashi. Vayomer Eleazar kohen. And after that, Yomer Eleazar kohen. Because Moshe got angry, like so Moshe made a mistake. Because he forgot all these halachas about kashering, about hagala, about boiling and on fire and all that. That's why
So in other
Elazar.
words, he got so flustered that he forgot.
That's exactly what Rashi is saying. He got mad and he tells him, okay, you guys got that. Then Elazar tells him, Uncle Moshe, do you want to talking about the kashering the dishes part? And Moshe said, okay, right? And that's exactly what Rashi is saying. Because Moshe got angry, like Sof Moshe, then he made the mistake. That's what Elazar said. See the same thing. In the Miluim, in the original inauguration of the Olam Moed, as it says, by Tzof al Elazar al Itamar, that Moshe got angry at Elazar Itamar, Aaron's sons. This is it. After Nadav and Abihu died, and they still had the Korbanot, and then Moshe said that we didn't eat the Korban Chata, you burned it, and he got mad, Balach Lakas, and he got angry, Balach Lata'ut, and he made a mistake.
What does that mean, Balichlal? What is that?
He became part of the klal, the general principle of anger. Once you get into the perek of anger, then you are in the perek, as it were, metaphoric. Once you're within the realm of getting angry, you are in the realm of making mistakes. So Moshe gets angry at Elazar and Tamar over what happened, and then he made a mistake, and then that's why Vayidbar Hashem Moshe and Aaron has to tell him, look, we brought the chatas, we brought the olah, and this happened with my son's dying, and And if I had eaten it, Hayitabene Hashem, would Hashem have been happy? Vayishma Moshe heard what Aaron said, said, oh yeah, you're right. You guys are right. I was wrong. That's what happened in the inauguration of the Mishkan, 4 years before. And same thing happened in the sin of Mamre. Moshe hits the rock. He said, Shimuna Morim, he got angry, and then Vayachat Sela. And that's why he hit the rock. Idea cause to because Moshe got angry at Bnei Israel. That's why he made a mistake and hit the rock because they were talking to him. Don't get And the last thing is this little subtle, slightly subtle point. The Rambam famously says that Moshe's sin at Mamre Yavah was the fact he got angry. This is the Rambam.
Not in Vayachat.
Right. Everyone asks, what did they do wrong? So Rambam's opinion here, Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, for Amar Allah Hashem Barach, Yan lo hamantem bi, like you say in Eibei Israel. Right? He didn't go into Eretz Israel because Hashem said, you didn't believe in me. Sanctify me before Bnei Israel. And his sin, Rambam says, echad midot. He went to one extreme in the various midot. And this is in Rambam's discussion of midot, the personal characteristics, and we should all go with zahav, golden mean, always be, ha don't be too extreme this way or that way, except in getting angry. Okay, you should have sovanut, you should have patience. Kasher Natal et cetera ragzanut, but when he went away from this patience and got angry, Amru, when he said, Shimunah Hamarim, listen, you rebellious ones, and they weren't really rebelling, they were asking for water, they didn't say not believe in God. Dikdek alav Hashem Yibarak, Hashem was very precise with him and punished him. Sheyi Adam Kamohu Koes, that such a person should get angry with me at that Yisrael, in front of Bnei Yisrael. Makom Shein Roi Bo Akas, when anger was inappropriate. The Rambam says that the sin was him getting angry. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says the sin was he struck the rock. Should have talked to him, he struck the rock. But the reason that Moshe sinned was because he got angry. He got angry and didn't think of exactly what Hashem happened, what Hashem said, and therefore he just acted out and just hit the rock. And that was his error. So anger leads greatest strategic, leads Rosh Rabbeinu to error. So the Sifrei, that's Rashi's source for this Rashi, adds another point here. We'll read the Sifrei, which basically
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you
yes.
gonna like quote Star Wars here or no?
I was not, but I should.
You should, yeah. I was waiting for you to, and then you
Sorry.
didn't. It's okay.
Okay, path to the dark side. I gotta add that in. You're right. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. Thank you.
Quite like
Wow.
I don't know
Okay.
that quite works with this, but
I don't know, but
when
I
you
will
say
have
anger
to.
leads to something, I'm just like, huh.
Anger leads anger. Rashi's not saying anger leads to suffering. Anger leads to error. Error leads to suffering. Almost, but not quite. The path to the dark side. Thank you. We'll have to add that. Okay. Here's a sifrei. Kohen, etc. Moshe Rabbeinu, ka'as Moshe Rabbeinu, because he got angry, he made the mistake. Rabbi Elazar Omer. So this is Rabbi Elazar, who's basically talking about his great 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 ancestor namesake, who's Elazar Kohen. It says, "Begin with Makoma, three places. Ba Gachal Kaas, Vegal Chal Tov. Three places. Moshe gets angry, and he makes a mistake. Nothing to say. Gets a bit to Omer, like Tzofel Elazar, like Tamar Bnei Aaron. Similarly, we see he got angry at Aaron's sons, and Lemar Kadosh Lachem, that this is." I got to put an extra quote in there. Sorry. Okay, please. He gets angry and he says, "Madulo, he asked him, why didn't you eat the chatat offering? And that was, he was wrong, as as Aaron tells him afterwards, and he agrees. You say similarly, the story with Mamre Va and striking the rock. You said, you rebellious ones, you think I can get water out of this rock? And then it says, and he hits the rock. And it's the phrase that was his error. Similarly here, like so, Moshe get angry. And then it says, Elazar tells them. Moshe Rabbeinu, same thing. Once you get angry, he can't, Moshe Rabbeinu, but he can't remember the halakha. He can't remember what he's supposed to do now. He gets it wrong. It's Omrim, but the point they add is Moshe Natan le Rishut le Elazar. Moshe gave permission to Elazar. Elazar is not Mora halacha say rabo. We assume that Moshe said, Elazar, you can do this. Moshe said, once I die, that when Moshe was alive, you couldn't say anything. Why should we trust you now? So this was an opportunity for Elazar to demonstrate that he actually knew these halachot. So he's respectfully adding to those words, which is why it says in the beginning, this is the way Sforno reads it, why Elazar starts, says, Zod Chukat HaTorah, Asher Tziva Hashem Moshe, and Zod Chukat HaTorah is a reference to Parashat Chukat, for the Parah Aduma, meaning that what Moshe just said, you heard Moshe said, Masha, Zod Chukat HaTorah, Masha Allah Lachem Moshe. Okay, Moshe said all that, and that's about you becoming pure because you have contact with the dead, and that's the ceremony of Parah Aduma, that's the Parashat Chukat, Parah Aduma. You need to go through the ceremony, you purify the third day and the seventh day with the Parachatat, the Paraduma, the Herbit you admit. And then he says, but there's something else here. As I have Kesef, Badiel, the metal stuff, you need to posture. So, really, Moshe is giving his post-pillage lecture and gets angry, leaves out all the halakha of kashering tovling. And Elazar whispers to him, Uncle Moshe, you want to tell him the other halachot? So this is called the interrogative imperative mood. You've heard of that? That's okay. If you're a doctor and the nurse says, Doctor, do you want to give some atropine right now? That's not a question.
What is it, anthropine?
Whatever it is, the nurse asks you a question. That's not a question. It's a statement. You should do it. The answer, of course, is yes. Right. If
The same as like,
your wife says, "Are you going to go out
you
like that?"
want to like,
That's not a
yeah,
question.
okay. So, okay, yeah,
Okay.
no, I understand that. Okay.
Okay. That's Elazar gives him the intro. Do you want to say something here? And Moshe tells him, "You do it. This is your chance to shine. You're right. I forgot it. You're going to do it." And in fact, there's another example of Moshe getting angry.
Is it also possible that when he says you do it, it's also like I'm still in this claw of anger, I can't do it.
That
Like,
may be that as well. That okay, yeah, I'm just too mad. Yeah, I'm still getting it wrong, right? Elazar, you do this. And another example is even well before that, with the man. The man comes down from heaven, and Moshe tells him, "Okay, this is the magical food. Eat it today. You'll get it tomorrow. Don't try to save any." You remember Moshe Boker, and Moshe tells them, "Don't leave any of the man left over." People didn't listen to Moshe, and people tried to save it. It got wormy and rotted away. Like Sof Alehem Moshe, and we have that same expression. Moshe got mad at everybody. Like a tuotov, and then they would continue to gather it every morning. Ish kefi everyone getting exactly what they needed to eat. And the sun would come melt away the excess. On the seventh, sixth day, they gathered and they found they had gathered twice as much as they usually did. And all the leaders of the people came and they told Moshe, it's Friday and we got twice as much man as every other day. And Moshe tells him, "Hu asher diber Hashem." This is what God had told, said, had said. Shabbaton, Shabbat Kodesh, Hashem Achar, tomorrow Shabbos, et asher tofu eifu. So you're not going to get it tomorrow. Bake whatever you want to bake. Basher tovashlu bashel. Cook whatever cook. And you can save the rest for tomorrow for Shabbos. That doesn't sound bad. And then Moshe Hashem tells Moshe, how long are you going to refuse to keep my commandments? Yeah. So that's Hashem's mad. Well, in the context of the people went out on Shabbos and tried to find more man, and Hashem says to Moshe, why are you not keeping my commandments? This is the way the Medrash says, Kibin Shekas, because Moshe get angry, right? Like, Sof Alehem Moshe. Moshe get angry with them. Shachach Lamar Lehem Shiyukatu B'yom Shlishi. He forgot to tell him about Friday. Right? They come to him on Friday and wait, say, what's with the twice then? And then he says, Hu Asher Dibra, oh, that's right. Hashem had told me about this Friday thing and the twice as much and not even collecting on Shabbos. Moshe got angry and forgot to tell them about the halachos of Shabbos. Shachach lomar lahem sheyukatu b'yom shishi shnei omerim le'echad. Then everyone's going to collect twice as much. Kevin shachach looked to b'yom shishi matzuka flaim. So they went out and they gathered and they looked. They found twice as much man as they had the previous days. And the nisim came and said, "What's going on?" It says shenemar v'yivu konsi eda v'yiru l'moshe. Umar Malahem, what he tell them? Who should debar Hashem? This is what Moshe, Hashem had said. They know who should debar. It's not what I commanded you. That's what Hashem said. Sheshachach, I forgot to tell you. Okay, another. Get angry. Balachach told. Balzen Amar, and that's why Hashem saying Ara na miantem. Why are you collectively refusing to obey my will? Shu machnis Moshe becholam. Hashem is angry at Moshe also. Because Moshe made a mistake there in not telling them the halakha, the real halakha. So we have these really four examples. Three examples. We have the man, we have the Elazar and Itamar, and then we have the striking the rock, and then we have our parsha now with the laws of kashrin.
And they leave out the whole thing about the pigeons where they want a barbecue.
Wait, what?
It wasn't Moshe angry when they like begged him for meat?
He doesn't use the term angry. He was despondent, right? He says, God, just kill me now because I can't handle this. It's not quite the same thing as anger.
Okay.
These all cases where it says Vayiktsof.
Right. He gets angry. It's important.
Well, also Vayiktsof is like, it's not like Vayikas. It's not like a deep seated. It's like he was like, I don't know. I feel like it's like infuriated. It's like a different.
Yeah. And captured by it.
Yeah.
Right. So it's important to ask about angry. Okay, it's good. Don't get angry. You're going to make mistakes. Important to keep your temper. Losing your temper leads to bad decisions. Okay. And I'm going to quote over here about anger leads to suffering. And we have a chazaka here.
Funny, but even with all these examples, we don't, at least I don't dissociate Moshe with anger.
Oh, I do, because of this very reason. Like, the only character flaw he's got.
Oh.
Is getting angry.
So when you think of Moshe, you think of someone who loses his temper? That's how you think of him?
No. But if I'm going to think about flaws, since everybody's human, that is the one flaw that the Torah comes back to.
Well, if he only loses it on three occasions, being in that kind of position, working with that many people.
Right. I'm not criticizing Moshe Rabbeinu.
That's
okay?
A
violence. That's not bad.
That's not a
chesaron.
Yeah.
Okay, so that, you know, when you have this chazaka of three instances, right, coming there, I mean, it's one after the other, leads again. So it's a tragic, literally, it's a tragic flaw. That's Moshe's ultimate failure is the name Rivad. He can't go into Eretz Yisrael. So a very literary sense there that he's counterpointing this, and that's where the Gemara puts it. Reish Lakish Omer, Kol Adam Sheko Es, anyone who gets angry, Im Placham Hu, Chachmato Mistaleket Mimenu, if he's smart, he loses wisdom. Wisdom just runs away from him. Im Navihu, Chachmato Mistaleket Mimenu, and if he's a Navi, he loses his sense of Nevuah. Chacham, who the example for Chacham is Moshe. I said, like, so Moshe up to Achaya, etc., by Yomer Lazar Kohen, the example we're giving. Called the Moshe, Elim Mimena, that Moshe Law forgot this halacha that Elazar said it. My question is, why the Torah piling on Moshe? Why the Torah piling up on Moshe so much? Why make a point so many times? Okay, the climax should be Memriva. Okay, we see angry, Memriva. He fails. He's not going to go to Eretz Yisrael. And why have this story after that? Why don't you part? You know, just we don't need to know that Elazar gave this lecture. Just have this part of the halakha. Maybe Hashem Moshe more. Zahav kesef etc. Metal. You need to purge in fire and then bring in the mikvah. I don't know. I haven't found an anybody answer. So I'm going to propose an idea. And that's this. Halachot of kashering and tovling are a metaphor. Okay, kashering is the fire. The flames of kashering burns away impurity, but it doesn't end there. It says an ach. Even after you've done kashering, you still have to bring it into the mikvah. The purity doesn't come from the fire, but from the waters of the mikvah. You may need the fire, it may be important. You may have to get angry, or at least display the anger. But it's got to be under control, and you got to purify it afterwards. And it's the losing part of losing the temper. That's the problem. Not necessarily the getting the anger with you. That's the Rambam says that explicitly in Hilchot Deot, talking about how bad getting angry is. Right? Getting angry is a bad idea. You should go to every possible or the other extreme. This is not a the sort of thing you should look for the golden mean on. But you should not get angry. Try to train yourself not to get angry. But feel the varsha really close. I love even something that really warrants getting mad about. But if you need to discipline your children,
This is like Lahatil Ema. I mean,
Right, to inspire them
I don't
to
know.
have
Wrong.
some fear of you, okay? And you're right, you need to keep control
Like
here.
Emo Pacha. I mean, that's like a pretty strong language, I think.
It is. And okay, your children should have some sense of fear in you. They can't cross you. And it's necessary. Oh, let's see, Borum Parnas, if you're a leader and you need to get the people to have that ema, Bratzelachosalehem, and you're getting angry, Mutav, in order to get. Bring them back to the straight and narrow. Yireatzmo. You should appear that way. Shu kois, yastra. You discipline them, you can appear angry. But shevet. But inside, you gotta stay calm. This has to be an act. If you're really losing your temper, then you're not teaching anything. There are times where you need to be publicly upset. That's maybe true. You should appear angry, but don't be angry. Try to keep that under control.
That's like
And
the
then
like
if
Bali Chlal Kois. Like you're not going into it. Like
right, you're not there. It's not it's an act. And again, it may be a necessary point.
the thing that's bad is that that people can't control it. That's
Yes.
why things go wrong. You can't say,
Right.
"Don't lose your temper."
Losing your temper means losing it, right? So can you do that? It's
Right.
not an easy thing. I'm not saying it's an easy thing. That's what I'm saying. That's the ideal state. But
Yeah, but it's
yes,
the same
there
way that we have control over. I mean, it's the same self-control over anything else. It's just like if you're powerfully hungry not to eat something, and if you're powerfully angry not to lose it, and it's the same.
don't lose it. Don't
Don't
lose
lose
it.
it. Don't lose it. Use it. Don't lose it.
It's
That's different.
yeah.
What? Use your anger. Don't
Right.
use your
Oh no,
temper.
I was like, use it, don't lose it. I was thinking about like
No,
physical connections. That's
exercise, physical,
yeah.
right? Okay. And then he ends with the Amru Chachamim Shanim called Koiski Uaveda Vodazara. Getting angry is like worshiping other gods. Again, you're not in control. This is you're turning into the physical you. Quoted that you lose your wisdom, lose any sense of Ruach Kodesh, like Kas and Chaim. If people who get angry, they're not really alive. They're not human beings. Fíjate, si voy a like Rechek Me'akas, therefore commanded to stay as far away from anger, at Yannick Asmo, Shleyagish, I feel the Brihma Mechasim, that you shouldn't feel anything that is, even the things that should make you angry. That's the lesson. I think that's the metaphor of the Haggala followed by Tevila and the Mikvah. And I say that's one thing my father embodied.
Wait, say again how the metaphor, how that.
Yeah, you use the fire to purify if you need to. But
Yeah.
it's still not pure. In order to actually purify, you need to go into the mikvah. It's got to be cooled off.
Oh.
That libun, burning things up, does not actually serve to purify anything.
It's scary when someone loses their temper, really loses it. It's scary.
And that's the inim chayim, right? They're not people at that point. They're just.
Yeah.
Acting on pure instinct. So my father, I mean, I can think of times where he got angry, but he obviously didn't. You even tell that he was controlled. He had to make himself raise his voice. It was purposeful. It ended, and I'd like to think I try to emulate that. So my kids tell me I when I'm yelling, it's just, why do you have to yell at me? But I can tell I've never raised my voice. Just acting like I'm disapproving, but I'm trying. I can't think of that. So
why are you yelling at me? Don't yell at me. Why are you yelling at me?
Well,
one of my brothers.
I guess we can ask DeVito without me listening about how often I lose my temper.
Yeah.
No, but that's definitely something that you emulate. Like I remember when I was younger, like asking you, like, are you mad? Are you angry or something? And you said, no, like I don't know. What did you say? Like you would, because I probably provoked you a lot, several times an hour. So, but you would never.
Are you
like,
angry? And he would say, "No, I'm disappointed."
There you go.
Isn't that the worst?
That's the right thing. Right, expect better.
Right. But no, you would never. And I don't even know how you did that now. You know, having my own children who know exactly which button it's really, really hard.
It is really hard. So that's what my father, Allah Shalom, may his memory be a blessing. Let's try to keep that, not to come to the klal, not to be even within the klal of kaas. We avoid the klal of ta'ut.
Right. It would be nice if it gave us a few tips on how to not lose your temper. Like,
I happen to like the thing about Elazar where he says, like, sometimes, I mean, again, this is me reading into it, but where, like, sometimes you feel like I can't control myself, so you have to put yourself in time out. Like, you take care
it's
of this.
Emotion. Okay, I like that. The emotion telling Elazar, like, you do this. I can't.
Essentially, right, like, I need to get myself back under control, and if I stay betachin yanim, I'm gonna lose it. I need to just take myself out of it for a little bit.
Good.
So,
nice.
I don't know any specific tips for avoiding that. Aside from the,
the metaphor. The metaphor is you have to burn it.
Yeah, that burning sometimes is necessary. There are times when the burning out the impurities is necessary. That's the metaphor of the anger. We're not saying never raise your voice. Because that it becomes necessary, right? You need to stop this behavior right now. But you got to take it out of the fire and put it into the water afterwards.
Oh.
You can't
just keep
burning.
Okay.
Everything
but there are times in the Torah where the anger is a good thing.
I'm sorry?
There are times in the Torah where anger is a good thing.
Right. And the Rambam is saying is
like,
that it's...
Like when Yaakov finally leaves Laban, when he finally, after the guy's messed around with him enough times, he says, you changed me my mascot, you know, this time, that
right.
time, the other time. Then he decides, okay, we're leaving.
And what happens then? Think about the story.
He
gets furious at Lavan, tells him, what are you chasing after me? Nobody here stole your gods. Whoever steals your gods should die.
Yeah, that was,
right, that's
the curse
riot.
Is Rachel.
Yeah,
okay,
he
gets that mad, he curses his wife, not knowing the story.
Yeah, well,
Okay,
that's
that's
also
actually example
on
of
your
exactly that.
top.
Which,
Ta'ut. What is it?
yeah.
Ta'ut?
Yeah,
Baruch
Balakla Kaz,
Ha'as.
Balakla Ta'ut.
Yeah. I feel like I should put that on my kitchen.
Yeah.
Like that's
It is. It's a very concise little
okay,
statement.
it's Rashi.
Yeah.
It's this, right? It's the Sifrei. It's not me. You can certainly quote that.
Balachlal Kaas, Balachlal Ta'ut.
Here, that's the Rashi here. Right,
This is from
Fisha. Yeah,
the
B'klal
okay.
Kaas Balakla Tot. There's your quote.
Yeah. So, did you make a kiddush or something for the
I'm
yard
going to
site?
sponsor Shal Shudas on Shabbos.
What
It's coming Sunday.
day exactly is Grandpa's yard site?
27th of Tammuz, Sunday.
20 Sunday.
Well, it was a good shayur in his memory.
Very
20
important. 7
Keep working on it, Danny.
Sunday.
Thank
Don't lose your
you.
temper.
There you go.
Okay.
Always got to go. It's always got to work on that.
Yeah.
Stay calm.
All right.
Okay, I'm
Thank
gonna
you. Have a
thank
good
you very
day.
much.
Bye.